As the Matildas head into the knockout round at the World Cup, the Australian Players Union is ramping up its campaign for equal prize money for the women's tournament. This year, FIFA has allocated a prize pool of $30 million for the Women's World Cup, compared to the $400 million awarded to men's teams in Russia. Players, fans and officials alike say it's time for change. Ben Knight reports now from Nice.
And it's the fourth goal for Sam Kerr.
Australia, you would think, has done just about enough. And there it is. It is Australia beating Jamaica by 4-1.
The Matildas have always said they're here to win this World Cup. And if they can do it, they'll also win a share of $4 million in prize money. But at last year's Men's World Cup, the Socceroos got twice that much just for qualifying.
The reality is women's football is at a really important juncture in its history.
John Dedulitzer is the chief executive of the Australian Players Union, the PFA.
And the sort of investment, the sort of stimulus that FIFA can invest in the game at this point in time is a once-in-a-generation opportunity.
This year, FIFA proudly announced it had doubled the prize money for the Women's World Cup to $30 million. But that's still a fraction of the $400 million paid to the men in Russia by an organisation that's made profits of $1.2 billion in the last 4 years. John Dedulitzer says it's not about which tournament creates more revenue.
We need to look at the generations of underinvestment in women's football. We need to look at FIFA's social licence to operate as a monopoly power controlling the sport. And ultimately, Serena Williams didn't just turn up one night. She came 42 years after Billie Jean King took a stand.
Of course, the Women's World Cup isn't as big as the men's tournament, but it is growing fast. More than 1,200 Australian supporters turned up to Game 1 here in France. Goalkeeper Lydia Williams is at her fourth World Cup and hasn't seen anything like it.
There's, you know, a lot more supporters, there's a lot more media and journalists and young kids out on the street wearing jerseys of all the different players. It's not just a men's jersey anymore. It's got, you know, a female footballer's last name.
And those fans say the prize gap makes no sense.
You watch the Women's World Cup and it's up there with the men's. Like, it is insane. It's phenomenal football. And you get that pay cut, it's just insane.
They are the best team in Australia. They should be rewarded and respected as such.
Back in Australia, the Matildas' first match at this World Cup outrated both the NRL and the Cricket World Cup on TV. Major sponsors are massively ramping up their investments in the women's game. And the equality issue is, in general, coming to a head. The Matildas' opponents in tomorrow's match, Norway, will be without Ada Hegerberg, one of the best players in the world, who's boycotting her national team in protest at the lack of respect for women footballers in Norway. The Matildas' Chloe Legazo says it's time the prize money was evened up.
I mean, for us, it's just a stand in saying that we deserve what we deserve.
FIFA did not respond to questions from the ABC about the difference in prize money, nor did Football Federation Australia. But the players have the support of their coach, Ante Milicic.
I really support the players that they really get the resources and the financial rewards that they deserve.
This is Ben Knight in Nice reporting for Saturday AM.